I hope. And we have been studying some doctrine, and tonight we're going to study the doctrine of endurance. Hallelujah. And so we're going to look at Hebrews chapter number 6, verses 13 through 15. Amen. Amen. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 13 through 15. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he sware by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently, what? After he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Somebody say amen. Let's go to the New Testament and look at the book of James, chapter number 5 and verse number 7. And we're going to go to the 7-11. We're going to read verses 7 through 11 tonight. James 5, 7 through 11. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. Behold, we count them happy, which, there it is again. Everybody say it. You have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. Aren't you glad? Now, I don't know if we'll go any further in specific doctrines for a while from this night on, but tonight we're going to talk about endurance. But I will say this, and I would really like for you to either write it down or put it to memory, and that is that the Spirit draws. We know that. We know the Bible says that the Spirit draws. But I want to take that a little further and just simply say the doctrine holds. The Spirit will draw you, but the doctrine will hold you. And that's why we need apostolic Bible doctrine. Amen. And I want to thank you for being troopers and being here during these times of Bible study. And I feel that in the future, there will be many more Bible studies that will have more than one lesson to it. And I appreciate your patience and going through that with us. And I'm praying right now that the Lord will bless my preaching and my teaching and my reaching. Amen. And so I know we have a number of home Bible studies going right now. And so I will be praying that God will anoint you and bless you in ways that you've never been blessed before in your home Bible studies. Praise God. Amen. Would you go with me to the Lord in prayer, and let's seek the face and the favor of God. Lord, we look unto you once again. We know your ears never grow weary of the cries of the saints of God. And we look to you for your will and your way. We pray your favor, Lord, upon our teaching tonight, that, Lord, it would be anointing, that it would go forth and be a blessing to those that need it. Your will, your way, your Spirit, your power, your presence, in Jesus' name. And everyone shouted amen. God richly bless you as you're seated just now. Natural affection, flesh affection is good because it attracts us to God. There are people that are fortified in this church They're not going anywhere. Their mind is made up. Their feet are on the rock. But from the beginning, in other words, they're not in the church today for the same reason they came to church earlier on. They came earlier on because they were attracted by something they saw or something they felt, or it was much like a fleshly affection. And so you came and you were here because you were attracted to God. Sometimes it makes us feel his fascination, but it will never make us a disciple. Now, if you were originally drawn to God by the flesh, that fleshly drawing to God will never develop you into a bona fide disciple. That's going to take the doctrine. That's going to take the word. And that's going to take a deep commitment to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That is literally going to take somebody somewhere saying, no matter what, I'll be here. Of the thousands of words God inspired men to write, this word arises from obscurity tonight to teach us a great lesson I feel in my heart. Little is heard of endurance in preaching and testifying, simply because it sounds like a little lack of faith. But endurance is not a lack of faith. It's not a lack of victory. And it is not a lack of success. Enduring is not a lack of any of these things, but it speaks of grace, glory on the part of the person that is under stress. Every now and then somebody needs to see us under stress to understand that they're not the only ones that have to go through it. Are we the ones that heal? Are we the ones with the truth? Are we the ones that can take it to them? If we are, they need to understand that our worlds aren't perfect all the time, and that our world has limits. Our abilities have limits. Amen? Come on. In a crowd just this size, education is in here that has limits. Abilities are in here tonight that have limits. And so people need to know that about us so that they will understand as well. It ain't me, but it is that individual that is in me. And his name is Jesus. And he's going to help me and he's going to help you. And he's going to see all of us through. If we will endure. Praise God. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful that my life and living for God is not a 30-minute sitcom. Amen. I'm thankful that my relationship with God is not a one-night stand. I praise God that I'm here to walk with Him through anything I've got to go through, do whatever I've got to do to make it to the other side. Because I know He's already there, and I'm not going to be happy until I get where He is. Endurance. The idea that having faith gives you an automatic escape from everything is wrong. It's false doctrine. God's word teaches us that some things have got to be endured. We forget that walking with God is a vocation, not a vacation. Praise God. However, sometimes it is, and I love those vacation times. Praise the Lord. Our society has developed a generation of both legal and illegal pill poppers, striving to rid themselves of the slightest nervous conditions, depressions, and oppressions. But living for God involves enduring some things. We need to learn the blessing of having endured. Praise God. You ever ask anybody what was wrong? And then have them to look back at you and say, how can I tell you what's wrong? You've never been through what I'm going through. And then you look back at them and you say, try me. And then they share a little with you. And tears come up in your eyes and you say, been there. Been there, done that. But God saw me through. All of a sudden their eyes get brighter. As they look at you, they see hope. As they look at you, they see help. As they look at you, they see strength. They see someone that can win this battle. And they have time for you then. They don't necessarily have time for somebody that read it in a positive attitude book. You understand what I'm saying? So some things have to be endured. It all narrows down to helping someone else and being a strength to someone else. I'm just saying, we need to learn the blessing of how to endure. Prayer and research in the Word of God will give you the answer to whether your situation is to be endured or whether deliverance will come. Whichever God chooses to do, we're here to accept His will and to serve Him with, everybody shout, joy. Amen. For instance, the Bible says, you're going to be persecuted for His name's sake. Don't ask God for deliverance from that. It ain't coming. That's one of your endurances. You're going to have to endure that. Because it's been prophesied from the Word of God and it's going to happen to us. Not in every case and not in every situation. I love what Brother Gray shared with us tonight. Amen. They are out there and they are just like us. They've just never seen it before, heard it before, and had an opportunity to have it before. Are you hearing me? Amen. So we're the people that can move mountains. We can be healed and have victory through faith in God. God promises to those with faith. How beautiful to see and feel God opening those impossible doors and solving insolvable problems. Amen. Come on, raise your hand if God's done it for you. I mean, Lord, I remember calling my pastor when I found out about a physical condition in my body. And he wasn't there. And so I left a message. I said, this is bigger than anything I've ever faced before. And I never forget saying those words. And so we go through things that are bigger than anything we've ever been through before. I would like another show of hands of those that God saw you through it. Why don't we just take a moment in this Bible study and give Him praise for that. Hallelujah. Because you're going to need it again and again and again and again. But greater is He that is in me, He that is with me, He that walks with me, talks with me, He that guides me, He that directs me. Greater is He that is over me, around me, under me, through me, than anything that is in this world. Now lift your voice and give Him high praise. What does it mean to endure? I'm going to give you Webster's definition of endurance. And he said it means to stand, to bear, to undergo, to put up with, tolerate, and hold out. Deliverance doesn't come, yet we stay saved and walk with God while carrying the load of whatever we're called upon to endure. Webster said, bearing it. In 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, let's look at it. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 13. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you the proper translation for that, but let me give you the scripture. There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. Can you say amen? Praise the Lord. And so it is. Translated to endure. Amen. Only the strong, the well-grounded, the deep-rooted will endure, according to Mark chapter 4. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. God demands, and it's okay for God to make a demand, right? But God demands a strong, enduring spirit. Hallelujah. You say, well, how do I develop that? Don't worry about that. He'll develop it. I just don't want you to split when he starts his work. Praise God. And so, well, what else brings on endurance? How about persecution? Jesus Christ came to build a church that the gates of hell would not prevail against. And from infancy, this church has been the object of persecution. From the very beginning, the apostles, New Testament saints, and saints of every generation until this present time have suffered under the cruel hand of persecution. From some of these fiery attacks, God miraculously delivered some, as he did Simon Peter and Silas from jail. Others like James the Apostle, John the Baptist, and thousands of others had to give their lives for this truth. Their reward for endurance was on the other side. God give us the fortitude and the resilience to stay true regardless of whatever life brings. Can you say amen? The church of Thessalonica was undergoing a time of persecution when Paul wrote them his second epistle. Paul mentions some of his persecutions and reminds us that they who live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer the same things. Amen? I'm just going to tell you, it's not a lifestyle for sissies. It's not a lifestyle for wimps. Amen? The Bible says that we are an army, not a daycare center. And since this is an army, the next time you see yourself in the mirror, I want you to see a soldier. It's called the good fight of faith. And you're going to have to fight to get it, and you're going to have to fight to keep it. Amen. What else would develop endurance in our lives? How about affliction? Affliction covers a wide range of meaning in the Bible, but in the general sense, it means that we face distress. We face tight places, hardships, sufferings. Amen. Paul encouraged Timothy, a young minister. He said, endure affliction. The church received the word of God in much affliction. Am I right? How about Job's troubles, his sickness, all of those circumstances, all of that the Bible called afflictions. These had to endure for some time before victory came. Take note, ladies and gentlemen. Job wasn't sick because he sinned. That's what his friends tried to convince him of. Job, you've done something horrible, and you need to confess it to God right now and just die. Job said, I didn't do anything wrong. He was not sick because he sinned. But into his sickness, Job did sin because he was sick. And so you say, well, he left off enduring and started feeling sorry for himself and started saying things, I wish I'd never been born. I wish my mother had never given birth to me. He said it a little more elaborate than that, but I'll just stop right there. He said, I wish that when I was born, I had been stillborn. That's what he said. And I can see the Lord like, and then his friends going at him again and again and again and again. And then Job gets his turn, and here we go. I wish I could just die. Finally, the Lord came in like a whirlwind and gave all of them what they deserved. And he said, Job, when's the last time you kept the ocean within its region and didn't allow it to sweep over the whole world? Job, point out the star you created that in that individually is just as large or larger than the sun. Show me the Milky Way you created. And then now look at the world and tell them you wish you were dead. Because by you saying you wish you were dead, you are simply saying there is no God that can deliver me. And Job, I'm not going to hear it anymore. You understand what I'm saying? And so when it comes, and it will, it doesn't always come for the same person every time. That's why there are those here that can encourage you, and the next time you can encourage us if you're still here. And so I'm asking you to get this Bible study tonight, because we're going to carry endurance with us until the rapture takes place. And so that being said, why don't we just lift our hands and ask the Lord to help us understand and help us to fathom this thing, that deliverance doesn't always come instantly, and that what God has for us is not always revealed instantly. Hallelujah. 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 Our afflictions are many, but they are working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Moses chose the afflictions of the people of God over the pleasures of sin. Amen. God gives grace to endure them. Victory would not be near as sweet without occasional hardship. And then there's hardness. If Christians are soldiers, and the life of a soldier has never been an easy one. What is in the life of a soldier? Think about it with me. Aren't there battles? Aren't there trials and difficulties? These are a constant lot of a child of God. Satan sees to that. Are we willing to undergo a few hardships and endure a few privations if necessary for the gospel's sake? For the gospel's sake. Amen. Hallelujah. We've got to constantly keep in mind the reward of the end. And then there's grief. Grief causes much sorrow. I would say grief should be paramount. It should be paramount. It should be above all other things in the realm of endurance, because there's a lot of grief in life. People are going to die. People are going to pass away. Babies are going to die, and they're going to pass. Children. And so there's all kinds of grief. There's grief in sickness. There's grief in worry. There's grief in a number of things. But our good and righteous life can be filled with grief from false accusations, criticisms, rejection by others. Often tears and sorrow must be endured by the saint of God in order to identify with Jesus Christ. Was he ever rejected? Was he ever false accused? Was he ever, did anybody ever pass him by without giving him recognition? I guarantee you there was times he was in the church and nobody shook his hand. How horrible is that? Praise God. And so we sing the song, to be like Jesus, to be like, and then this comes along and says, I'm out of here. Well, I thought you wanted to be like Jesus. He was our example of the good, the bad, and the ugly. And so the only thing that will get us through some of the grief that we're going to face in life is endurance. Amen. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord says, but and if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are you. And be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled, for it is better, if the will of God be so, that you suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. All right. Can you give me just a few more moments? Chastening. Chastening. This is a time of correction. This is a time of being set straight. And chastening has to do with instruction. It has a lot to do with correction, and it has a lot to do with training. Amen. If you can't be chastised, then the Bible has a word for you. There's children in here. I'm not going to say it because they'll leave quoting me, and I don't want them saying those words. Right? Amen. And so, if you're not a child of God that can be chastened, then you're somebody else's child, and that makes you something else rather than a child of God. And so we need to understand that we must take on the cloak of chastisement every now and then. And even though you felt like, man, I thought I was doing my best and doing what I should, when it comes, receive it. Believe it, walk in it, and thank God for it, that He would even take the time. Unfortunately, that job falls on me many times, and I have the word of the Lord, I have the direction of God, and I will give that to you. And I'm just telling you right now, if I got it from God and you get mad about it, you're not mad at me, you're mad at... So chastening. God chastens us to keep us from being condemned with the world. And another scripture says that He chasteneth whom he loves. And He wouldn't waste His time correcting you if He didn't love you. And then there's temptation. To our amazement, James tells us that the man who endures temptation is blessed of God. Endure temptation, he said. If you're not delivered from it, and victory will, even if you're not delivered from it, victory will come, the Word of God says in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. Hallelujah. And then finally tonight, and I didn't leave the smallest for last, I left the best for last. And that is, everybody say, the cross. Say it again. Say it one more time. Jesus' cross wasn't joyous. It was the joy that was set before Him that helped Him endure what He had to go through right now, that being the cross. Of necessity for us, He must not be delivered from the cross. And so, in order for Him to endure the present cross, He had to look to the future. I'm not looking at what my circumstances are right now. I'm looking at what God is going to make my circumstances to be in the future. So whatever we're going through tonight, we can say, whatever. Let God be God. Let God be God. Amen? Can you say amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. And so, the cross. Three demands are laid upon us if we are to be His disciples. Number one, we must deny ourselves. We must deny ourselves. Hallelujah. And secondly, we must take up our cross every day. Amen. And then number three, we must follow Jesus. By this cross we bear, we are crucified unto the world, and the world is crucified unto us. That cross was not just for me to endure, but the world has to endure it too, because it's through the cross that the world can't get to us. Let's stand together. Hallelujah. the cross's heaviness will remain until we lay it down and then pick up a crown. Thank God for the day we trade the cross for a crown. We're called with a heavenly calling, ladies and gentlemen, with a lot of precious promises. Yet there is some enduring to be done before we arrive. Those that endure to the end, the Bible said, the same shall be saved. Hallelujah. God asks us, can your heart endure, or can your hands be strong in the days that I shall deal with thee? Surely we can say yes if our heart is filled with the love of God. For charity endureth all things. How am I going to endure? I taught a whole Bible study just to tell you. L-O-V-E. Simply telling him, I'm not in this because I'm going to get cake and ice cream. I'm not in this because you're going to heal my body every time I call on your name. I'm not in this because I feel I'm not going to have to face obstacles and go through things. I'm in this for the long haul because I love you and I need you. And you're the greatest wonderful thing that has ever happened to me in my life. Let's just lift our hands and love him for a moment, shall we? Oh, the love of God is in this house. Peace that passes understanding is in this house. Oh, the goodness of God and the hope of God and the help of God is in this house. Let him walk with you. Let him talk with you. Call on him every day. He's going to see us through. He's going to see us through. He's going to anoint us. He's going to appoint us. He's going to help us. He's going to give us strength, hope, and help. Hallelujah. In the name. In the name. In the name. In the name. What a mighty.
Let me be a vessel.
Just a vessel.
One that's worthy to.
Worthy. To be used.
Make me in your image.
Make me in your image.
Make me more like you. Make me in your image.
Is that your desire tonight?
Wash me white as snow. Purify this heart of mine.
Purify this heart of mine.
Lord, I'm giving you control.
Holy Ghost.
Let me be a vessel.
I want to be a vessel.
One that's worthy to
be used.
Make me in your image. Make me more like you.
Just today, an individual tagged in with me and shared some personal things. And I thought, my God, has it been that long ago? I just went through that. I didn't tell them that. But I was able to help. I was able to come up beside him. Able to lend him a little strength. And that to me, ladies and gentlemen, that makes everything I have to endure a blessing. So endurance can be titled a blessing coming in disguise. Let's sing it just one more time, shall we? There's a deep touch of the Holy Ghost in the house right now.
Make me in your image.
Holy, holy, holy.
Wash me white as snow. Purify this heart of mine.
Would you purify my heart?
Lord, I'm giving, you control. Let me be a vessel.
Oh.
One that's worthy to be. Make me more like you. Make me in your image.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Wash me white as snow. Purify this heart of mine. Lord, I'm giving you control. Let me be a vessel.
Hallelujah.
One that's worth.
Spirit draws, doctrine holds. Do you believe it? God blesses. You're dismissed. Shake somebody's hand. Hallelujah.